Manu Patrar alert dated the 17th of November 2017. Central government has notified that the due date for filing form GSTTRAN-1, with revision facility, extended to the 27th of December from the 30th of November 2017. Central government has extended the due date for submission of details in form GSTITC-04 under the Central Goods and Services Tax Act till the 31st of December. Central government has exempted all taxpayers from payment of tax on advances received in case of supply of goods under the Central Goods and Services Tax Act, 2017. Central government has notified that the threshold limit of turnover of 20 lakhs rupees is also applicable to suppliers using e-commerce platform under the Goods and Services Tax Laws. Supreme Court has dismissed a plea seeking stay on the nationwide release of an insignificant man, based on the rise of the Aam Aadmi Party, saying that freedom of speech and expression is sacrosanct and it should not be ordinarily interfered with. Supreme Court has said that Delhi's lieutenant governor has more power than the governor of a state as he does not have to act on the aid and advice of the Council of Ministers all the time. Supreme Court has said that it wanted to examine the original file on purchasing of VIP helicopter to find out whether there was any regularity in the deal and directed the Chhattisgarh government to place the documents before it within a week. Delhi High Court has allowed Delhi Half Marathon, ADHM, to be held as scheduled on the 19th of November after Procom International, the organizers of the race, gave assurance on Thursday that they are ready to deal with medical emergencies. Karnataka High Court has asked private hospital doctors, who are agitating against amendments to an act governing them, to immediately withdraw their indefinite stay. Madras High Court has upheld a CBI court order convicting son-in-law and daughter of jailed AIADMK leader V.K. Shashikala's sister in a 1.68 crore rupee disproportionate assets DA case registered 2 decades ago.